I guess we'll get into this next one. This is number 6, if you want to get it ready there, Sam. And it's the U.S. Army interview in regards to international child trafficking, Trump and Melania's task force.
Randy Erickson.
Yes. Robert Horton was working what we call the Pentagon Pedophile Task Force. And it was regarding an international child trafficking operation that Robert and... I was working with Robert Horton. Robert Horton was in the middle of, I think, some type of investigation with another judge.
What is his position?
Well, Mr. Horton is a sergeant of Psychological Operations Command. He was out of California, and they call him War Castles online. He was War
Castles.
That was his.
War Castle. Okay, War Castle.
With an S. War Castles.
Gotcha.
Yep. Okay. So he was working, from what I understand, the U.S. Army Civil Affairs and Psychological Operations Command. Okay. What I understand from him is he was working with a gentleman named David Lester Strait. David Lester Strait was supposed to be in a special as appointed to a task force under President Trump. And so we're going to go back a little while into this task force. And this would go into the year 2019 that I met David. And the only reason I met David was because of an international child trafficking operation that a journalist had discovered. And that journalist's name was Timothy Charles Holmseth, H-O-L-M-S-E-T-H. Out of Minnesota.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Timothy Charles
Holmseth. It's H-O-L-M-S-E-T-H.
H-O-L-M-S-T-E-H.
Yes.
Okay.
And he also was out of Minnesota.
Okay.
And it's...
And you're saying that Robert Leroy and... David Strait are the child traffickers.
No, they're not the traffickers. They're the ones that were collecting evidence.
Okay, so these are the investigators, okay?
They were the investigators. One of them was on a task force for under President Trump. And Melania Trump was supposed to be the one in charge of this task force.
Okay, 1 second. Let me check real quick.
Andrew.
Well, so, no,
His name is Andrew Schwartz. He's with Andrew R. Schwartz. Here's his email. andrew.r.schwartz2.civ@army.mil. And he's in the CID office. And I did give him all of the evidence of these people threatening us at Fort Campbell. And I have never heard from anything about it. And this was against a Navy SEAL. SEAL Team 6, imagine that. He's the one threatening us. Oh, and there was General Milley. Oh, and who else? General Flynn. And then Attorney Lynn Wood was also involved in some of this. So I don't know if this goes to this Q operation. I don't know. I don't follow a lot of that. But I know that there's something going on because I see a lot of people panicking and I see a lot more threats coming my way.
Okay, that's good. And I just wanted to read from this article, and I posted it in the chat room. Randy Lynn Erickson is the plaintiff in a RICO complaint authored by attorney Stephen Scott Biss, Virginia, who set forth the details of a rape, torture, murder, and cannibalism event involving Hillary Rodham Clinton and others, who scalded, chained up children with hot water before Clinton ate a child's pineal gland. The event is described by eyewitness Jesse Marie Zavoder in an affidavit that was escrowed by Erickson. The affidavits were entered into the U.S. court, Minnesota, as well as with the U.S. Army and office of the Texas governor. The scene described by Zapoder was a bloodbath. The attorneys of Donald Trump have also received copies of the Zapoder sworn statement. So, you know, I think this is a lot of the reason, you know, Trump's a very imperfect man, of course, very imperfect, like we all are. But he was able to accomplish something. Kept us out of any new wars. See, we were energy efficient, even exporting. But this is a really big thing. You know, he went after the media, fake news, and everyone picked up on that. And since then, they've suffered. They haven't had as much control. Unless people are just so addicted, they sit there and can't help themselves and swallow it and spew it back out and whatever. But going after the child trafficking, that is one of their major funding things. And people kind of fail to realize that war is a mass blood sacrifice for Satan, as well as the banks. Okay, the international Jew, the world's foremost problem. And I'm just thankful that we're being able to say that word. And even though, you know, the people come out, these rabbis, and are just so unbelievably hateful about it all. But so I have one from E. Michael Jones from Friday night, where he talks about Candace and this whole thing with the Jews, which is very, very interesting. And I think it lasts about 22 minutes. So if anyone wants to call in after that, it's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, but preferably the 512-248-8252. And we can talk about any of these subjects and actually anything you want to. But if you touch on some of these subjects, I'd like to hear some of your opinions. So, Sam, if you can play that number 7, please. I should have given you more time.
Motus in fine velocior. Things always speed up at the end, and so it's hard to keep up with events as they are happening. But today was one of the significant events that happened today was the disappearance of Candace Owen from the Daily Wire. She was fired. The word went out this morning, and then after she got fired, Mr. Boring announced that they had severed connection with her, and then she posted something announcing that she was no longer with them and that she is, quote, finally free. What does that mean? Finally free. Can we play the clip here?
We've got clips within.
There's
clips.
The announcement. Okay, there she is announcing it. Rumors are true. I am finally free. Okay, let's go to what's the next clip?
The Nick Whitehead one.
Okay, yeah. Let's jump right into what happened here. Okay, so basically, who is Candace Owen? She's a black conservative, okay, and we know that's an oxymoron because all black people are liberals. That's the legacy of the civil rights movement. They've all been part of the Democratic Party for so long, nobody can imagine them being part of anything else. But over the period of the later 20th century, a new group of blacks began to emerge, the black conservative. Thomas Sowell was one. I don't know whether you remember Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes showed up on the scene right around the time of Pat Buchanan. He was Bill Kristol's roommate, which led people to become suspicious. It turns out that he appeared anytime Pat Buchanan was running for office, and a lot of people thought he purpose, even though he could give great right-to-life speeches, his purpose in life was basically to steal votes from Pat Buchanan. So it's a slot that's already been reserved. It's an accepted part of political discourse in the United States. And Candace Owen signed up. She was going to be the female black conservative. And she started talking about things that many people already talked about before. For example, she started talking, even recently, she was talking about the black family and the destruction of the black family, which is, you know, it's true. She's referring to the Moynihan Report of 1963. I don't think she mentioned that specifically, but that's when the Irish man who eventually became senator realized that black illegitimacy rate was 21% and tried white illegitimacy rate was 7% at that time. And he wanted to reverse it by jobs. The establishment wanted to reverse it by extinguishing the black race through contraception and then abortion. And the endeavor failed, but it remains in the memory of people like Candace Owens. So I'm glad she brought that up. But times have changed. This is the problem here. Nothing stands still. And so what seemed to be a stable position maybe during the Reagan era and even after that, it has disappeared. It has disappeared. And what we saw today was the final disappearance of, what shall we call it? Conservatism. Ben Shapiro blew up conservatism. Now, this has been coming for a while. Ever since the attack on Gaza, Ben Shapiro has been ranting daily, justifying Israeli war crimes in a way that no conservative of any principle could support. If you can't support something as basic as the moral law and thou shalt not kill, especially when it comes to innocent women and children, what then is the basis of your conservatism, Ben? And it turns out it was Zionism, pure and simple. Well, wait a minute, that's not conservatism. That's something else. And so it kind of went along in this kind of contradictory position until finally it caught up with Candace Owens. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know other people feel differently about this, but I don't think she wanted this fight at all. I think she wanted to be the House, what should I say, black conservative at the Daily Wire and wanted to talk about family issues and culture wars issues and so on and so forth. But she was superseded by the zeitgeist in the form of Rabbi Shmuley Botik. Okay, this is the thug who is the great enforcer of Jewish belief on the population at large. And he and his daughter, who were engaged in the sex business, selling dildos and stuff like that, attacked Candace because Candace supported Kanye West when he came out and said that he had a Jewish trainer that was trying to drug him and separate him from his family. He also announced that he was going DEFCON 3 on the Jews. Nobody understood that. I still don't understand what that means. But anyway, the Jews didn't like it. And at this point, I think I got the chronology straight. Rabbi Shmuley went after Candace because Candace had contracted ritual taboo, this is a Jewish crime, sin, by defending Kanye. Okay, there was nothing, we can't have black solidarity here. And so he went after her. And at a certain point, she started to push back against him, saying that he was disgusting because of the sex business that he was in. And at this point, the ADL got involved and so on and so forth. And as a result, she decided to, well, I'll clear my name. One of the guys that got involved was another rabbi. And during this period of time, the rabbis have not distinguished themselves as great thinkers or orators. And so when she had him on, this is what happened. Let's play the clip of Candace and the rabbi. Now, just another wrinkle here. This is Nick Fuentes commenting on Candace talking to Rabbi Barkley. Okay, so this is another wrinkle because now Candace later said, I don't know who Nick Fuentes is, but she had contracted another bad dose of ritual impurity because Nick Fuentes commented on her. So I know it's arcane, but hey, it's Jewish, and this is arcane stuff. But anyway, here's the clip that Nick posted.
Mr. Smoot is attacking you, if he is attacking you on any personal way, that doesn't mean it's okay for you to attack him. You know better than that.
Okay, stop.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So this is the rabbi informing, what should I say, the dumb goy, the dumb shiksa? Is she a shiksa or is she a schwarza? I don't know. But this is really, the rabbi is informing her that if a Jew attacks her, she's not allowed to defend herself, which he describes as attacking him. Well, this elicited a burst of laughter from Nick Fuentes, as you can see. Okay, continue.
They're so evil. She goes, yeah, he's been attacking me for 2 years. Yeah, but you can't attack him back. You know better than that. You know better than that, you dumb goy. You don't know anything about our religion. If he was attacking you, then, well, that's something. But you can't attack him back. They're so rotten.
How about better than that?
No, I actually, like, everything I'm saying about him, like, if this is holy, like, you know, selling butt plugs with your daughter, I don't know. Okay, maybe you're right. I think it's gross. Right, I think it's disgusting. And I do not, it's not the definition of holy in the Christian faith, is what I would say.
Let's go.
It's weird
let's
to me. It's very weird. And this could be a difference in our religions. But by the way, your religion does not trump my religion.
Okay, so stop. At this point, conservatism just blew up. Okay? It blew up because Candace, I think, in spite of herself, framed the issue. There is no we here anymore. There is no we here. It's basically there are Christians and there are Jews. And the Jews are in a position where they get to impose their religion on Christians. And Candace doesn't like that. Well, this is the end of conservatism. Let me remind you that there are people out there like John Henry Weston of LifeSite News, who describes his operation as defending Judeo-Christian morality. Wait a minute. If there's ever an obsolete category now, it's Judeo-Christian, especially when it comes to abortion. This is LifeSite News. They're describing their mission in life in terms that don't make any sense anymore, because after Roe versus Wade got overturned, the Jews came out, 400 Jewish organizations came out and said abortion is a fundamental Jewish value. So we're done with this conservative fiction. The Jews and Christians can unite on anything. Okay? We can't unite on abortion, and we can't unite on Zionism. That's A to Z because of the behavior of Netanyahu here in Gaza. This is the end of that collaboration. This is significant. This is significant. Play the rest.
Okay, go ahead. His relationship with your religion does not trump my religion. So I think that you should respect
the fact
that unholy. I am referring to my religion. His relationship between him and his daughter is very creepy to me. The sex podcast is very creepy to me. The idea of sitting down and talking to your father about, you know, topics of sex in any regard is creepy to me. Him promoting butt plugs that are sold by his daughter is creepy to me. I have a right to say that I find this to be utterly unholy, and that any faith leader, at least in the Christian community, would agree that all of this is giving us very weird vibes between the father and daughter relationship.
You're weird.
I can say that all I want. And I do think that part of it, and this is where we get to the topic of where people perceive this and they say, is this a form of Jew supremacy? To say, suspend your Christianity because my Judaism matters more, is the feeling that I get say, you don't get to say it's an unholy rabbi. Pornography is unholy, in my view. You might disagree with that. It is unholy.
Christians,
the topic of pornography, peddling pornography, selling butt plugs, you know, the commercialization of pornography is unholy. And I'm going to continue to call him unholy because that is what I deem him to be. And I say that as a Christian.
Okay.
Bravo.
That's it. It's over. This, I don't know where this rabbi's coming from. I mean, but we need more rabbis like this to come on and explain the reality of the situation, which is that they are engaged in a fundamental violation of one of the tenets of America, the American civic religion, if you want to call it that, which is you're not allowed to impose your religion on me. if I'm a different religion. You're not allowed to do that. Well, that's exactly what the Jews have been doing. What do you think Roe versus Wade was? Wait a minute. That's not what they said back then. In 1973, if you discussed abortion, it was the Catholic Church trying to impose its views on everyone else. And the opposite side was never identified as Jewish. Bernard Nathanson was the opposite side at that point, and he was always described as a gynecologist or a representative of science and so on and so forth. So because of that, that was a fiction perpetrated by the New York Times, which was a Jewish operation, okay? And what the Jews did at this point is they imposed their religion. Abortion is a fundamental Jewish value. Abortion is a Jewish sacrament. We have a rabbi in Florida who's pursuing a court case right now saying if you ban abortion, if the government bans abortion, then they are preventing Jews from practicing their religion. This is what we know now. That's not what we knew in 1973. It's a whole different world, and it blew up that whole idea of America, which is basically you have a right to your religion. You do not have a right to your religion if your religion contradicts the Jewish religion. At that point, you have to subordinate yourself to a Jewish religion. That's exactly what Candace is saying here. That's exactly the issue. She refused to go along with this. And as a result, that's the end of conservatism. Because if we can't agree on abortion, for example, if we can't agree on fundamental tenets of the moral law, like thou shalt not kill, either by abortion curette or by F-16, okay, there's no basis for that. And if we can't do that, there's no basis for America either. Because John Adams said we have no constitution that functions in the absence of a moral people. Conservatism was always based on the idea that there has to be some type of moral consensus in this country. And more or less, we had a moral consensus until the Jews took over our culture. And now we're dealing with the consequences of that takeover. 73 abortion, if you want to call it, you can date it wherever you want, but abortion is a fundamental milestone in the Jewish takeover of our culture. And now it's out in the open, and now Candace is not going to go along with it. Now, this has consequences that need to be brought out, okay? So this is what I tweeted. I'll give you the summary statement, okay? After getting fired from Ben Shapiro's platform, The Daily Wire, Candace Owen announced that she is finally free. Free from what became apparent during her interview with Rabbi Barkley when she refused to allow his Judaism to trump her Christianity. Once again, the Jews have overplayed their hand. In firing Candace Owen, The Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro just blew up conservatism. The conflict between liberalism and conservatism has been replaced by the conflict between those who accept total Jewish hegemony over our culture and those who do not. That is the fundamental reality, political reality in America, and no politician is addressing this reality. Not one. That is the fundamental issue. Who determines our foreign policy? You have John Mearsheimer talking about how the Jews control our foreign policy with regard to Israel. You have all kinds of people talking about this type of stuff. This is the fundamental issue of our day. Max Blumenthal gave a speech. He portrayed it in slightly different terms, but he said Gaza is the fundamental issue of our day. One day, your grandchildren are going to ask you, where did you stand on Gaza? Did you support the genocide in Gaza? In the same way that now people will say, well, where did you stand when the Nazis took power, and so on and so forth. This is the fundamental issue of our day. Do we have all these rights? Do we have the rights that are guaranteed by the Constitution? Or do we have rights that are only granted by the Jews? Now, this is something that became an existential issue for Candace Owen, and she dealt with it. And we're going to explain how she dealt with it right now. Play the third clip.
That, but something that I never shared and I want to share today was what happened thereafter. Now, a friend of mine who I am not going to name encouraged me to.
Thereafter means after the Kanye thing, after the Shmuley boutique attack, all this type of stuff. That's just to contextualize it. Go ahead, play.
Visit the Simon Wiesenthal Center. That's a human rights organization, human rights for Jews organization. And there was this very strange meeting that occurred. And I want to be clear that I didn't understand the meeting because the individuals were speaking in Hebrew. My understanding going into it was that once I spoke to this individual, things would be clarified and then I could just go on living and my reputation would pretty much be restored. And by golly, that's kind of what happened. So again, it was an extremely old man. I think he runs the place. I don't know. I can't remember his name, so I'm not going to make one up. But I had to sit in a meeting and explain that I didn't think Hitler was a great person, listen to two people speak Hebrew, and my reputation was restored, or at least I was allowed to go on pursuing what I wanted to pursue, which was just talking about Black Americans and the fracturing of the Black and white relationship. Very odd thing when I reflect on that.
Okay. Now, if you say that the Jews control people or they control the media or control people in the media, that's an anti-Semitic canard. Wait a minute. Isn't that what just happened here? So Candace now gets in trouble and she's got this Jewish friend who's going to solve her problem for her. But in order to do that, she has to go to the Sanhedrin. This is the Sanhedrin. This is the same kind of group that condemned Jesus Christ to death. Okay, and now if you want to have a voice on the internet, you have to grovel before the Sanhedrin. Well, I think that that's why she told us that she's finally free. This was the condition. Now she goes on to say that it's not unconditional, that if I get out of line again, then they're going to something. Well, that's obviously what happened. So when I heard that, I'm thinking, gosh, I think I'll go to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. And I'll get absolved by these Jewish rabbis so that I'll be in good standing. Well, it doesn't work that way. So if you're thinking about that, it's not going to work because it didn't work with Candace Owen. They came back at her anyway, even after she was absolved, as soon as she started talking about Kanye again, as soon as she got onto this other thing with Rabbi Boutique and then the other rabbi, the ADL came down on her and attacked her because Nick Fuentes talked about her. Well, wait a minute. She tweeted, she doesn't know who Nick Fuentes is. This is the type of arcane, Talmudic system of control that rules our lives. They have the right to destroy you if they don't like what you say. Who gave these people this right? Where does the constitutional guarantee of freedom of speech stand in all this when this group of idiotic rabbis who can't even think straight, who have this attitude of total condescension because her, why? Because she's a Christian? Because she's Black, because she's a woman, whatever. You know, Candace, now Candace, now listen carefully to what I have to say. This is ridiculous. Who gave these people the right to do this? Well, in some sense, we did by putting up with it. The hour is late. We're not going to put up with it anymore. Okay? So, as Holy Week approaches, we need to understand that it is time to take sides, okay? This is the new paradigm. It's not liberal versus conservative. It's acceptance of Jewish control and rejection of Jewish control, just as it was then. You must now decide whether you're on the side of Jesus Christ, the Logos incarnate, are on the side of those who killed the Logos incarnate and have been subversive revolutionaries ever since. When the Jews who control the Daily Wire, told Candace, put your chain on, nigga, Candace said no thanks and is now finally free. America needs to follow her example.
I muted myself. I'm sorry. I was applauding over here. Yeah, that was very good. Yeah, so I guess we're going to break now, and then I have one thing until people start calling in.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
We're back here, and we've got some callers, and I just want to add, we had some good news, too. Relentless revolt, the Polish farmer staged 600 protests in a day against the EU crippling green policies and cheap, unregulated Ukrainian grain. So there's some good news, and in France and in Belgium. And it's interesting when you think about it, because in 1381, Wat Tyler, the peasants, there were 100,000 that revolted, marched on London. It was over agriculture, too. And that time, it was because they didn't have enough of them to grow food for everyone. And that was due to the so-called Black Plague. That was due to Jews poisoning water all over Europe in the years before that. So 1348, they say 49 sometimes, is when there was Jews called a massacre. But there was some of them held accountable, shall we say, for their poisoning. So it slowed it down a little bit. So anyway, our first caller is Chance in West Virginia. How are you, Chance?
Yeah, hello, Mayor.
Hi.
Man, we live in insane times. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that we'd be talking about dildos, anal sexes, witches, satanic ritual abuse, pedophilia, child sacrifices, all on worldwide radio? Think about
If this crap
ain't all downright evil, I really don't know what is. The reason I called is this. This Trump here used the word bloodbath, and I got to say to myself, how does he choose his words? Now, if the media is out to get you, why would you feed into it and choose that word? You know they're going to attack you and twist that all out of proportion, right?
Yeah.
Why would he write his speeches, or is he that dumb? Now, if you take a listen to Putin and how he chooses extreme caution with his words, even under extreme volatile situations.
He said bloodbath, too. He said bloodbath, too, though, Chance. And this relates back to Jesse Sobota and the affidavits about these creeps. She called it a bloodbath when Hilda Beast was cut out the pineal gland of this girl and ate it, and the torture and all they were doing. He has all those affidavits. Okay.
These idiots who supposedly represent us, they have no verbal decorum whatsoever. And the most stupid things come out of their pie hole. It's all threatening and malevolent words directed at the American people and at other countries. You know, it all comes across as the words of a psychopathic sociological bully who wants to beat everyone up in a playground sandbox.
Hmm.
I mean, do we have all mentally deranged people in power now in every single government office or what?
Well, it's like soundbites like that that get people's attention and they want to, you know, like you say, use it in a bad way. Or they can research and see, you know, kind of like what I was doing here to show maybe there's some other sort of connection that where God, again, is turning evil into good. You know, and think about it, this being the Holy Week and Christ shedding his blood. And it's just interesting that all this blood talk now.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really spiritual. I'm convinced. I mean, just looking in their eyes, these people, I mean, you mm-hmm. see something's off. I don't know how to explain it. Especially that Blinken, you know? You look at that Blinken. You know, you just look at his eyes, you can see evil. If you look deep in his eyes, you could see evil. And it's like this with most of these people. Adam Schiff, too. Oh, my God. The bug-eyed Adam Schiff, too. Yeah, I mean, there's something wrong with these people.
Oh, they are. They're demon-possessed.
Seriously. Seriously. And people better wake up to that fact instead of being concerned with, who am I going to put in office? I mean, people are up against the battle. They're not equipped to fight spiritually, I'm convinced. Well, thank you for taking my call now.
Oh, yeah, thanks for calling, Chance. You're so right. So let's go to James in Vancouver. How are you, James?
Yeah, I'm good. Who was that guy you just played?
There's a guy who Jones or
about Candace Owens. Huh?
Yeah, E. Michael Jones. And you can find that
well,
at...
That's him, is it?
Yeah, you could go to... That was from Friday, so if you go to BitChute, and you'll get the E. Michael Jones channel, and it's EMJ66. Put on... what is it? Put on your chain, Candace, or something like that. Yeah, because...
Right. He was talking about how she needs to go to the Sanhedrin to get freed. Is that it? Everything's controlled by Jews.
Yeah, well, that's what she was saying.
Like
she, you know, she put it out there how they had to come listen to these, you know, have these people clear her reputation, supposedly, or whatever was going on there.
Yeah. But I need to ask you, who does Candace Owens work for anyway? Like, how does she make her money?
Well, she was working for... The Daily Wire, which is co-founded by Ben Shapiro, and he had to fire her. That's what all the talk was about. Just got fired Friday. But she's also married to a very wealthy guy named Farmer in Britain, a white guy. And he's, I guess, converted to Catholicism. And his father, George Farmer, and they're just wealthy. But I had posted in the chat room here, if you go to aim4truth.org, and look for Candace in there, and you'll see she's advertising this glorify card, you know, like a credit card, but it ends with the I instead of Y, you know.
Right.
She has a history,
so,
too.
When you look at these people closely, they all have an angle for money, don't they? I mean, if it isn't Rabbi Shmuley, it's Candace Owen, and then it's E. Michael Jones, and everybody wants to sell their book, right?
Well... You know, but I think
let me ask you a question. Are you gonna celebrate Easter? You celebrate that?
I celebrate his resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
But on Sabbath.
You know, in 1969, I was at the Catholic service for Good Friday, and I swore I would never go to another one. And when they were making me bend down to kiss the feet of Christ on the crucifix, I realized it was all a big fake. It was all a big fake. For 2,000 years, this is all a fake. And Michael Jones, when he says, well, it's either the Jews or you bend down to Christ, it's all a con artist job.
Yeah, but you know,
it doesn't matter with you're Catholic or not. If you follow that Bible, then they got you. Okay?
No.
So my advice to people is they want to shake the chains of Jews, don't follow that Bible. Because it's all a big con.
James, in my opinion, that's that's very poor advice, in my opinion.
Well, it doesn't matter what. You ask the people of China, okay, whether they believe in that Bible. And they'll tell you right off the bat that it's a con. Right? I lived in China for 35 years.
Oh, I thought it was 28.
And the Chinese know a con when they see it. And that Christianity is a con. I'll let you go. Listen to what I say, okay? Right,
I'm listening to somebody a little higher up, but thank you very much. Yeah, it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not through any religion, man-made religion. And it takes each of us a different amount of time to find that out. But eventually we all will. Yeah, eventually we all will. But it's through love and grace, not through works. And I don't think all the Chinese are that way. I know for a fact that, thing with the Amish in, I think it was 2006, where a neighbor who had, I guess, had some kind of feelings for young girls at a former time in his life, but had his own family now. But you've probably all heard about this, he went to the schoolhouse and killed 10 Amish young girls. And right away, one of them's grandfather was there forgiving him. This is where we lack is forgiveness. We want to be forgiven, but we don't want to forgive anyone else. In fact, many are just so arrogant, they don't think they need forgiveness. They think they are their own gods. They worship themselves, when in fact they're worshiping Satan. Because that's the only two choices. You've got the evil or the good. If you want to choose the evil, well then, he's the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning. So with Jesus, it's all about love. And that's why he came, because God is love, and you can't see love. So, all right, Gregory. Let's take Gregory in California.
Hello, Mer. How art thou?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better than I was yesterday, that's for sure. And that's we've known this kind of crud all along. It's been quite disturbing on my poor little brain cell. Why good men haven't done anything, that's why evil's prevailing right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of disheartening how they fractured us.
Right, but we can't really put it into whole numbers like that. Now, like James just said about China, all the Chinese, well, it's not true. What I was going to finish saying about that story I was bringing up was that one of the responses to this story about the forgiveness right away, and in fact, the Amish women had their convoy of buggies and went and helped the people. The man shot himself, too, after he killed the girls. And so they went there to help his family. And the family came to the funerals for the girls, too. But a commenter under the story, and that's been removed, was from China. And he said, we're like clans, you know. You do anything wrong against us, the whole clan go after you. And this whole idea of forgiveness had turned so many people around. So, you know. Oh, we got a Candace? Uh-oh. It's spelled differently, so I guess it's not Candace Owens.
Darn.
You got something else for me, Gregory?
No, just keep me on the line, please. Just love the show and be well. And tell everybody else I said hi.
Okay. So, Candace in California on line 9, is it? I didn't know we had 9.
Hi, this is Candace in California. And believe me, Candace Owens here.
I've heard you before, I know, I was just joking.
Oh, no problem. You know what, with all due respect, I do agree with that last caller. I personally believe Christianity and all religion is a complete scam. They try to bamboozle people with confusion, especially with the Bible. I mean, I have many questions of the Bible. It's been rewritten so many times. No one could give me a straight answer as to the origins of the Bible. It just seems like it's all really controlled, and you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy in religion, you know, and I feel like it's a tactic of mind control over the people. If you believe in a higher power, that's great. You don't have to go to a church. You don't have to go to anywhere. You know, it's within you. You know what I mean? And so when religion is pushed and forced on people, then that's a red flag. You know, it's there's something else, a hidden agenda going on here.
Well, it's kind of like these shots. They said they're mandatory. And so which is more important, your life or your job? Well, it's the same thing here.
Yeah, absolutely. You're totally right.
And, Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He's God in the flesh to show us how to live a perfect life with love. And so this is the thing people want to throw. Wait a minute. This is the thing people want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Yes, religion is man-made, and you do not need it. You do not need any earthly intermediary. But we all need Jesus Christ. And sooner or later, we come to that realization. But a lot of us, it won't be until after we're resurrected.
A lot of the churches, unfortunately, were one of the worst that during this COVID insanity did not step up. They were more concerned about their money and you know, their tax write-offs or whatever they you know, financial concerns. They didn't care about it. They were actually pushing people getting
Candace,
the shot.
That's really what I'm disgusting. Saying, Candace. That's what I'm saying. We are the churches. We don't need them. They need us.
Well, absolutely. But there is a lot of questions I have on the Bible. It is very contradictory. There's you know, it's being rewritten and translated multiple times. I mean, countless. I mean, so how do you explain that?
Well, it's
that?
Not countless, and there's other ways. And the most prevalent one is King James Version, and you can get a linear Bible which has the Hebrew and the Greek, so you can see what the definitions are. And the more you pray about it and study it, the more you learn, and you learn as much as you're ready for. You know,
the King James Version is very, very sketchy. Also, he practiced a lot in homosexuality, so there's a lot of shady stuff about that. It's kind of a, you know, Mormon type religion there. So,
oh no, here's the thing, Candace.
Yeah, I don't agree with it.
The Bible was written by men that were inspired by God. But the translators were paid by men. So, yes, there are things you need to find out that don't match up. But once you do, you
but
can
how do you
see
know? But how do you I know what about the real the, true just, writings are? How do you know the real true writings? I mean, this was thousands of years ago. If you know, I mean, come on.
Well, some
how
of
do
it
you
was.
Know the real true origins? The real true origins of the writings?
Well, how do you know the origins?
I mean,
of
and it was written.
Well, you can go to Grimm's fairy tales, Candace, and they were stolen by
dear.
Jews, a couple of Jews, and they rewrote all them. So,
well, it was rewritten thousands of years after Jesus' death. So, there were many depictions of Jesus in the many other religions. So it's just like the Virgin Mary. So there's a lot of copycat stories going on.
Virgin Mary.
So that's why
we're kind of bluffed about that too. It was a zygote that was implanted in her. So she would be like a surrogate mother today, you know. But in her family, both her mother Anne and her father Joaquin and her John the Baptist, the cousin, right? John the Baptist, his mother Elizabeth. And Zechariah, they were both elderly and barren, okay? But both of them gave birth. They weren't virgin births, but they were influenced by God.
You know, you sound like such a sweet lady. You really do. I know that I can feel that you have a good heart. But I just feel like religion and even the story of Jesus has been, we've been lied to, and all of these churches that were promoting, you know, people getting shot, it was just absolutely disgusting and really turned me off from religion even more to see what they were doing and actually promoting it. It was disgusting. So to me, the Bible, it's not, I feel like there might be some real brainwashing going on in the Bible that I don't agree with, but that's just my opinion.
We've got brainwashing all around us, and so you do have to decipher, and that's the higher force that you pray to. And you'll find that it's peace beyond, you know, that passes understanding. You know, it's a very wonderful thing, but everyone has to come to by their own. I told someone, I think I said it on air because it came to me a week or so ago that, you know, I'd be annoyed with my former self. My current, I mean, you know, my former self would be annoyed with my current self.
How do you figure?
Well, I think differently now. I didn't always feel the way I do about Jesus. You know, when I was younger, I was brought up that way, but it doesn't compare to how I feel now. And in between, I got the good roller coaster ride, let's say.
Well, you know, that's part of your personal growth and your journey. So, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, discount what happened to you in the past. I mean, it led you to where you are now. So there's no regrets, you know what I mean? You should not live with regrets.
Like you and like James, I would just walk away because I didn't want to hear it, you know?
Mm.
You know, well, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, a lot of religious people, they
grow into it. And I hear other people say their Christian journey ended and now they're praying to the super consciousness, you know, even on air. And I'm like, you know, this is dangerous. I'm sorry. You know,
well, I mean,
you know, the devil feels
to judge. Who are we to judge? Who are we
God
to judge
owns
what's
the
real
devil,
for
though.
Somebody else? What's real
that?
For somebody else? You know, who are we to judge what's real for someone? Maybe that's real for them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, as long as they're not Satanists or anything evil or bad or causing harm or wrong to people, then, you know, I don't have a problem with it. But I do have a lot of questions about the Bible. It seems very sketchy and, you know, evil in a lot of parts and contradictory. And it just, I don't agree with it.
Yeah, well... Oh, we're out of time. Yeah, I must say I love him, and I'm so glad. I'm glad to be out here on my own so I can pray and study the Bible and learn and try to be helpful to other people. Anytime someone's kind of making me frown,
watch out for that Bible. That Bible is I think, a scam. All right, have a good one, dear.
All right, thank you, Candace. It's no scam. It's a love letter to us all. And thank you, everyone, for listening. See you next week. До свидания. Ча-ча. Мерси.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.